Now will you notice verse 9? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Now I think he's projecting into the future that all of the people of God are going to find a heavenly rest. Heaven will be a place of deep satisfaction, real joy, and a place of real blessing, and that is the rest. None will make anyone afraid there. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Now, in verse 10, for he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works as God did from his. Now, when God rested on the seventh day, we've said this before, actually, we shouldn't get the impression that what he did was to sit down and say, my, I'm tired. Been working 6 days, 8 hours a day, or from sun up to sundown, and I'm weary. And pull up the rocking chair. I want to rest. It's not that thought at all. The thought there is the rest of completeness. Creation is finished. God hasn't been in the business of creating since then. There were just so many atoms of hydrogen that he needed for his universe, and he just made them all at once. And he hasn't been making them since then. Now, there's been quite a change that's been taking place in the universe, but it's just these little old atoms rearranging themselves. And sometimes even the little atom gets torn apart, and that causes quite a commotion. And you and I are living in a universe where the creation is over with, except in the new creation. And that new creation began yonder at Calvary and at the day of Pentecost. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. And that's the only thing God's creating today, are sons of his, those that will trust him. And there is a rest, therefore, that he's promised to them. They'll get that rest. But, friends, he wants you to enjoy it. In other words, as someone has said, all the way to heaven is heaven. We ought to enjoy it. And that's what he's talking about here. God rested. He ceased from his labor. He's finished. Now, you don't have to lift your little finger to do something for your salvation. I wonder, really, when you begin to think this through, isn't it a matter of conceit on our part to think that you and I as sinners could do something that would cause God to say, oh my, what a nice little fellow you are, and I'm so happy to have you in heaven because you are sure going to add a great deal to it. Why, my friends, that's not the picture at all. He did it all for us, you see, because even our righteousness is filthy rags in his sight. He can't accept our righteousness because we don't have any. There are none righteous, no, not one. And therefore, he offers a finished salvation to you. And when you trust Christ, you become a new creation in Christ Jesus.